There's a new program, a magic pill, a promise system, something that claims to make success easier, faster, maybe even painless. And I understand the appeal. Who wouldn't want the results without all the grind? That idea whispers, you can skip the line. You can have the trophy without running the race. But I'm telling you, almost every shortcut you see, those get there faster paths, they all hide a toll booth somewhere along the road. And by the time you pay that price, it usually ends up costing far more than you ever expected. Most folks want to avoid the hard part. They're always searching for some hidden elevator while the rest of us are taking the stairs. You ever notice that? You ask someone how they achieved something, and you hope they'll say, oh, it was easy. Just do these three things. But what you usually find out, after enough experience, is that there are no magic tricks. There's only the timeless principles that have always worked. I remember when I first started looking for answers in my own life. I wanted to know why some people seem to make progress while others struggle. Why is it with the same 24 hours, some people build a fortune and others can barely pay the rent? Some folks look healthy and vibrant, others always seem worn out. And after listening, watching, and learning, the pattern became clear. It wasn't that they found some mystical shortcut. It's that they discovered a way to cut out all the wasted time, the backtracking, the distractions, the unnecessary detours. And they did it through discipline. Discipline is the real shortcut, and here's the irony. It doesn't look like a shortcut at all. In fact, to most people, discipline looks like the longest way around. It looks like saying no to what's comfortable so you can say yes to what matters. It looks like structure. It looks like routine. It looks like you're working harder. But the truth is, every ounce of discipline you apply today saves you pounds of trouble tomorrow. You see, the so-called easy road is never as easy as it looks. There's always a hidden cost, lost time, missed opportunities, repeated mistakes, the stress of starting over. Think about it. How many times have you tried to cut corners only to find out that you spent more energy fixing the problems your shortcut created? You end up doubling back, doing the work twice, maybe three times. Imagine a man who wants to get in shape. He buys all the books, the supplements, the gadgets. He spends hours looking for the perfect program, but he skips the discipline, the daily exercise, the healthy meals. A year later, where is he? Still searching for that magical answer. And meanwhile, the fellow who simply laced up his shoes every morning, rain or shine, quietly made his way to health. No shortcuts, just discipline. That's the illusion of easy. It promises quick results, but it almost always delivers disappointment. The real shortcut is discipline, because it eliminates all those little side trips, the procrastination, the wavering, the false starts. Discipline keeps you on the main road, moving forward, not circling back. It's not about working harder than everyone else. It's about working smarter, with intention. Discipline is the tool that removes the unnecessary, the wasteful, the distracting. It keeps your feet moving in the right direction, even when the journey feels slow. And if you trust it, discipline will show you that the fastest path to your goals is almost never the easiest one. So don't fall for the illusion of easy. Every time you look for a way around the work, remember this. The real shortcut isn't what looks easy. It's what looks consistent. I'm telling you, there's a price we pay when we skip over discipline. It's easy to forget that life hands out invoices for everything we avoid. There's a cost for every corner you cut, every promise you break to yourself, every small task you put off because it's uncomfortable. It happens in little moments. You tell yourself, just this once, I'll start tomorrow. It's not a big deal if I skip today. And maybe it doesn't seem like much at first. A skipped workout here, an unhealthy meal there, a phone call not made, a letter not written. Each one feels like relief. You sidestep a little discomfort, postpone a little effort. For a moment, life is softer, easier. But you see, every time you take that short-term comfort, you're trading it for a long-term burden. The pain of discipline weighs ounces, but the pain of regret weighs tons, and it adds up quietly, almost invisibly. One day, you wake up and realize the comfort you kept choosing has become your biggest discomfort. The dreams are further away, the energy is lower, the confidence isn't quite what it used to be. You hear people say, "If only I'd started sooner. If only I'd stuck with it. If only I'd been a little more disciplined." The word "if only" is heavy, isn't it? It carries all the weight of missed opportunity. The price of avoidance is regret, and that price is always steeper than you thought it would be. Think about a student who puts off studying for just one night. It feels harmless in the moment, but then another night passes and another. By the end of the semester, he's facing a mountain instead of a hill. He might wish he'd pay the price of a few disciplined hours rather than the higher price of scrambling, stress, or even failure. That's how it works. Regret always charges interest. Or imagine someone trying to build a business. She knows what she should do. Make the calls, send the letters, keep the promises. But she lets herself slip just once, then again. Before long, those little moments of avoidance add up to a lost month, a lost year, sometimes a lost dream. She traded the pain of showing up for the pain of wondering what could have been. You can see this pattern in health, in relationships, in finances. If you avoid the uncomfortable conversations, the little acts of saving, the daily choices to do what's right instead of what's easy, one day you'll find you've paid more than you bargained for. That's the deal discipline makes with you. Pay now or pay later, with interest. Discipline asks for a few moments each day. Regret asks for years. Discipline is measured in sweat, in effort, in showing up when you don't feel like it. Regret is measured in longing, in disappointment, in the heavy burden of knowing you could have done better. I once heard it said, you can't escape the pain. You can only choose which pain you pay. The pain of discipline is like carrying a backpack up a hill. It's work, but you get stronger, and the view gets better with every step. The pain of regret, though, is like carrying that same weight, but going nowhere. You just feel it getting heavier with every day you stand still. The beauty is you get to choose. Every time you choose discipline, you lighten the load of regret. Every time you act, even in small ways, you build a future that's free of those heavy if-onlys. And that, to me, is worth any short-term discomfort. So the next time you're tempted to avoid the small daily disciplines, remember, there's a price for everything. Pay the price of discipline now, and you'll never have to pay the price of regret later. Now, let's turn to the law of effort. This one is as old as time. Nature itself teaches it. There's no harvest without planting, no reward without the work. You can't cheat effort, not in the garden, not in business, not in your own life. Effort is one of those laws you can't sidestep. You can try, but life has a way of catching up to you. Some want the results just for wishing, for hoping, for showing up once in a while, but effort, real effort, is what counts. Nature doesn't reward the person who plants seeds once every few years. Nature rewards the one who shows up season after season, rain or shine, doing what needs to be done. You ever meet someone always waiting for the perfect moment? They'll tell you, when things slow down, I'll get started. When I feel better, I'll give it my all. but those moments rarely arrive. If you wait for the world to line up before you take action, you'll wait your life away. The law of effort says, put in the work today and you build the foundation for tomorrow. Wait, and the weeds start to take over. I've seen it in sales, in leadership, in personal health. The people who make consistent, steady effort, even when nobody's watching, those are the ones who seem to get all the lucky breaks. But if you look closer, it isn't luck at all. It's the invisible accumulation of effort, day after day. Effort is like compound interest. Put in a little, then a little more, then a little more. At first, it doesn't look like much is happening. You show up early, you stay a little late, you go the extra mile. For a while, the results seem small. Maybe nobody notices. Maybe you even wonder if it matters. But over time, effort starts to multiply. What felt like small, ordinary days become extraordinary months and years. On the other hand, when effort is forced only occasionally, when you sprint, then stop, then sprint again, you never get that compounding effect. You're always catching up, always behind, always starting over. It's the daily effort, not the occasional burst, that moves you steadily forward. I remember watching a farmer once working his fields. He didn't race around, looking for shortcuts. He just did the work, planted when it was time, watered, weeded, waited. You could see it in his hands, in his routine. Each day, just a little more. By the end of the season, his harvest looked abundant, almost effortless. But it was the daily effort that made it possible. That's the lesson. You can't cheat the process. You can't shortcut the law of effort. Put in the work, let the effort compound, and eventually, nature will reward you. It's not glamorous, but it's true. Consistency beats intensity every time. So ask yourself, where am I hoping for results without real effort? Where am I showing up only when I feel like it? And what would happen if I simply committed to a little every single day? The good news is, effort gets easier. The first few days, it feels heavy, but then you build strength, you build discipline, and pretty soon, the law of effort is working for you instead of against you. There's no better feeling than knowing you've earned your results. So don't wish for less effort. Wish for more strength. Wish for more discipline. And let the law of effort do its quiet, steady work in your life. There's something that trips up more people than almost anything else on the path to success. And that's the shortcut fallacy. The idea that you can get the reward without going through the routine, the result without the repetition, the harvest without any of the planting. You see it everywhere. People want the fit body, but they'd rather skip the daily discipline of movement, the discipline of eating right. They want the wealth, but would rather avoid the small daily steps, making the calls, following up, saving and investing day after day. They want better relationships, but shy away from the uncomfortable conversations and the patient listening it takes to build real trust. It's natural to want things to happen fast. In our minds, there's always this little voice. If I could just find a way to skip all the struggle, if I could find the one thing that would give me the edge, I'd finally get what I want. And so, we look for hacks, secret tricks, something to help us leapfrog the process. But here's what most people never realize. Discipline may look like the slow road, but it's actually the fastest way to get where you want to go. Every time you step away from discipline, you create extra work for yourself. You lose momentum. You have to circle back and pick up where you left off. Start, stop, start again. It's exhausting. There's a saying in the gym world, if you're tired of starting over, stop quitting. That's discipline. When you stick to the path, even when it feels slow, you eliminate the biggest time waster of all, having to begin again and again. Discipline lets you keep the engine running. Even on the days when progress feels small, you're building something real. And over time, that steady forward motion compounds into something extraordinary. I remember years ago meeting a young man who wanted to be a top earner in his company. He'd come to all the meetings, read all the books, had all the right intentions. But every few weeks, he'd disappear, get distracted, lose interest. Then when things got tough, he'd try to jump back in, start over. The trouble was, each restart cost him time, confidence, and momentum. He didn't need a better plan. He needed to trust the process of steady, disciplined effort. People often ask, what's the real secret? The answer is almost disappointingly simple. Do the basic things over and over until the results show up. Don't fall for the shortcut fallacy. If you keep stopping and starting, you'll always be catching up to someone who just kept going. Discipline feels slow. It feels repetitive. But it moves you forward in a way no shortcut ever could. It saves you from the frustration of wasted effort, the disappointment of lost progress, and the fatigue that comes from having to start from scratch again and again. So the next time you're tempted to look for a faster way, remember that discipline is the true accelerator. It may not look flashy, but it works. Keep going, even when it feels slow. Over time, you'll discover you arrive faster than you ever thought possible. Not by skipping the process, but by embracing it. And that's the real shortcut everyone's looking for. Consistency that leads to momentum, and momentum that delivers results. Stick to the path, trust the routine, and let the world watch you win, not with luck, but with discipline. See, I used to think that structure would slow me down, right? All those routines, all those habits, all those rules. Doesn't that make life rigid, take away your freedom? But the truth is just the opposite. Discipline, structure, routine. These are the foundations that actually set you free. When your life has structure, you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. You don't waste precious energy deciding what to do every day. You don't lose time negotiating with yourself. Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I work out? Should I make the call? Should I read? Should I practice? The decision is already made. That's freedom. I learned early on that people who have structure move faster. They get more done with less stress. Their routines are like a well-oiled machine. And here's the key. It's not that they have more willpower. They just have fewer distractions. They don't leave room for debate with themselves about the basics. If the plan says go, they go. Let me give you an example. Think of a professional athlete. You watch them perform and it looks effortless, like they were born to do it. What you don't see are the years of practice, the strict routines, the discipline behind every move. It's the structure of their training that allows them to react in real time, to adapt, to move faster than anyone else. Freedom comes from mastery of the fundamentals, and mastery is built on discipline. I used to believe that intensity would beat consistency. I thought, if I just put in an all-out burst of energy, I can make up for lost time. But you know what happens with bursts? They leave you burned out, and you lose more ground than you gain. Intensity fades. Consistency endures. It's the daily structure, the morning routine, the evening reflection, the habits between that gets you where you want to go, faster and with less wear and tear. The more automatic your good habits become, the less friction you face each day. That's how you pick up speed. Instead of wasting energy wrestling with your own mind, you save that energy for the real challenges of the day, the opportunities and the unexpected obstacles, the places where creativity and effort make the biggest difference. Structure means you build in your priorities. You design your day to support your goals, not just react to circumstances. Most people drift because their days aren't anchored by habits. They react to whatever comes their way, bouncing from one thing to another, hoping that somehow it will all add up. But the people who win, the people who reach their goals, set up a rhythm in their lives, a kind of quiet drumbeat that moves them along, steady and strong. When your actions become automatic, when discipline becomes your nature, you move quickly. You don't have to talk yourself into action. You don't waste time on hesitation. That's the secret. The discipline you build becomes the speed you gain. So if you're looking for the real shortcut, stop searching for an easier path and start building a stronger structure. Make the basics automatic. Turn good decisions into habits. Soon, you'll find yourself moving with a kind of energy and confidence that surprises even you. And that's when you realize discipline didn't slow you down. It was the key to getting you there faster than you ever imagined. Now let's look at a shortcut that isn't about the body or the calendar. It's about emotion. If you study successful people, you'll notice something right away. Their discipline isn't controlled by their moods. They don't wait to feel motivated. They act first and let the emotion catch up later. Most people try it the other way around. They wait for inspiration. They say, when I feel ready, I'll start. When the mood hits, I'll move. When motivation shows up, I'll act. But here's what life will teach you. Motivation is like a guest that doesn't show up on time. Sometimes it arrives, sometimes it doesn't. If you build your life around waiting for motivation, you'll spend a lot of days on hold. The disciplined person has learned the emotional shortcut. Instead of asking how they feel, they focus on what needs to be done. They make the call, write the page, show up to the meeting, go for the walk, whether they feel like it or not. And the magic is, most days, once you start, the feeling follows the action. You create your own momentum. I've watched people let their feelings run the show. Not today, I'm tired. Not today, I'm frustrated. Not today, I just don't feel it. So they skip the action, hoping the mood will come back tomorrow. But the next day, the feeling still isn't there. A week goes by, a month, sometimes a year. Then suddenly they look up and wonder where the time went. The truth is, emotion obeys action, not the other way around. The smallest act of discipline can start a chain reaction inside you. You get up, you move, you start. The energy follows. Suddenly, you're in motion. That first step may be heavy, but each one after gets lighter. It's like priming a pump. The first few strokes are hard work, but then the water starts to flow. Think of the mornings when you didn't want to get up early. The bed felt warm. The day looked long. And motivation was nowhere in sight. But you got up anyway. You put on your shoes. You started your day. And somewhere along the line, your mood shifted. You felt better, stronger, more awake. That's the emotional shortcut. Don't wait, act. Let your emotions get in line behind your actions. The disciplined life isn't about becoming a machine, free of all feeling. It's about learning to direct your feelings instead of letting them direct you. Discipline builds a certain kind of emotional muscle. You learn to trust yourself. You prove to yourself that you can do what needs to be done, regardless of how you feel in the moment. That confidence builds day by day. You can try to engineer the perfect mood, or you can engineer the perfect action. The first approach is unpredictable. The second is always available. Show up, act, let the emotion follow. If you keep waiting for the right feeling, life will pass you by. But if you act, regardless of mood, you get things done. And as a bonus, you often feel better for it. So ask yourself, am I letting my emotions lead, or am I leading my emotions? The disciplined person chooses the latter. That's the real shortcut, and it works every time. Now, if there is one true shortcut for a life of success, a surefire way to live an exceptional life, it is your habits. This is where all that discipline you've been practicing begins to do the work for you. Habits are the invisible architecture of your days. They shape your outcomes, your health, your fortune, your relationships, almost everything that matters. Here's the good news. Once discipline turns into habit, the hardest part is over. The fight, the debate, the push and pull, all that starts to fade. The effort doesn't just get easier, it disappears. You don't have to think about brushing your teeth, tying your shoes, locking the door at night. You just do it. It's automatic. That's the goal with any discipline. Practice it long enough, consistently enough, that it becomes part of who you are. It's not about working harder forever. Nobody can sprint for a lifetime. The idea isn't to white-knuckle your way through every day, pushing, forcing, grinding yourself down. No, the goal is to work consistently until consistency takes over. That's the beautiful moment when habit steps in and takes the wheel. Think of it like this. Discipline is the bridge between who you are and who you want to become. You build that bridge with your actions, one board at a time, until one day you realize you're not forcing yourself anymore. You're just living on the other side. I remember when I first tried to change my own routines. It was hard. Waking up early, reading every day, making those extra calls, keeping my word to myself. Some days, I wanted to quit. But after a while, something shifted. The actions became familiar, even comforting. They became habits. That's when you stop fighting with yourself and start working with yourself. And here's what's remarkable. When you make the right things automatic, you free up your mind and your energy for the bigger challenges. The basics are handled so you can focus on growth, on opportunity, on creativity. Habits become a kind of silent partner carrying you forward when motivation is low or life gets busy. Too many people think success is about heroic effort day after day. They imagine it takes willpower and grit forever. But the real heroes are the ones who build routines so strong they don't have to think about them anymore. Their energy isn't drained by constant decision making, because the decisions have already been made, built right into their habits. If you want the true shortcut, don't look for ways to work harder. Look for ways to make discipline automatic. That's the real edge. One small, smart habit, repeated daily, can change the direction of your entire life. It starts simple. Maybe it's a walk each morning, a quiet reflection in the evening, a promise to read 10 pages a day, a decision to call one friend or customer before noon. Small things, but let them stack up. Watch as each habit reinforces the next, and soon the days themselves start to change. The payoff? Life gets lighter. Progress feels natural. You stop having to push so hard because momentum starts doing some of the pushing for you. It's not magic, it's just math. Consistency compounded over time. So make discipline your ally, but let habit take over. That's the shortcut that works every time. Think about it. Each act of self-control, each moment of discipline isn't just a standalone event. It stacks, it multiplies. It begins to compound, just like interest in a bank account. Most people think it's just one workout. It's just one healthy meal. It's just one day of saving, one call, one letter, one conversation. But discipline is like planting seeds. You don't see the tree tomorrow. You don't see the harvest next week. But let time pass. Let those daily disciplines build up. And suddenly the results are bigger than you ever imagined. Here's how it works. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, you reinforce a simple message. I can trust me. That self-trust is worth more than gold. And each time you act in discipline, you make the next act a little easier. The habit grows stronger. Your self-belief gets deeper and your momentum builds. Now, picture someone who lives in fits and starts. Great effort 1 week, then nothing for a month. Stop, start, stop, start. A decade can pass like that and not much changes. But someone who decides, every day I'll do a little. Every day I'll honor my word. Well, give that person a year and you'll see what's possible. That's the compound effect of discipline. One good day leads to another. Each choice builds on the last. After a year of discipline, you'll have achieved more than a decade of scattered effort. And it isn't just about achievement. It's about character. Discipline builds integrity. It sharpens your reputation. It earns you the trust and respect of others quietly over time. Think about money for a moment. If you save a little, over and over, the interest piles up. At first, it's pennies, then it's dollars, then it's thousands. The same thing happens with your daily choices. Every act of discipline is a deposit. Every habit you build pays dividends in the future. I've seen it with health. Someone who exercises every day, eats well, gets their rest, doesn't see a huge change in a week. But a year later, people are asking, "What's your secret?" There's no secret, just the compounding of discipline. It works in your relationships. One kind word, one thoughtful gesture, one promise kept, done again and again. Suddenly there's more trust, more warmth, more connection, no big splash, just steady investment. This principle is available to everyone. It doesn't matter where you start. If you start today and keep stacking those small disciplines, your results will compound beyond what you thought possible. But here's the warning. If you let discipline slip, the negative compounds too. Skip today, it's easier to skip tomorrow. Make one excuse and you're halfway to the next. You can compound regret as quickly as you compound discipline. The choice is yours every single day. So, honor the compounding of discipline. Let each day strengthen the next. Make those small deposits, let them grow, and watch as your life changes. Quietly at first, then suddenly, all at once. But here's what else it takes: routine. Now, routine might sound a lot like boredom, restriction, the loss of freedom. But let me tell you, routine is one of the greatest rewards of discipline. It's not a prison, it's your advantage. When you build routine into your life, you're not putting up walls. You're clearing the path. Routine takes away all that wasted energy spent on indecision, on wrestling with yourself about what comes next. There's no daily debate, no hour lost in hesitation. You've already made your decisions in advance, and now your feet just follow the track you've laid down. This is one of the biggest secrets to progress. Routine saves you time. It protects your focus. It reduces that decision fatigue that weighs people down. Think about it. If every morning you're wondering what to do, or what to eat, or how to spend your time, you've already lost momentum before the day begins. But if your routine is set, if your priorities are baked into your habits, you step into your day with purpose. I've watched high achievers in business and in life. They're not scattered, rushing from one thing to the next, always catching up. Their lives run on rhythm. They know what comes next because they've designed it that way. That's not restriction. That's freedom. It lets them focus their energy on the big decisions, the creative work, the opportunities that matter most. People sometimes ask, but isn't routine boring? Only if you make it that way. Routine isn't about monotony. It's about reliability. It's the steady beat behind your progress. When the basics are handled, your mind and spirit are free to roam, to create, to stretch, and grow. The rhythm of routine gives you the freedom to be your best, because you're not weighed down by a thousand small choices. Here's the beauty. What once felt like discipline soon becomes your edge. While others are burning time figuring out what to do, you're already in motion. While others are caught in the trap of randomness, you're moving with predictability. You're not at the mercy of circumstance or mood. You're carried forward by your own rhythm. And the rewards of routine are everywhere. In your health, it means you don't have to think twice about that walk or that healthy meal. In your finances, you don't have to wonder if you'll save or spend. You already know. In your work, you don't have to fight for focus. It's built into your day. The real shortcut isn't about skipping steps. It's about removing the friction that slows you down. Routine is like oil in the machine. It keeps things running smooth. And when life gets chaotic, as it always does, routine brings you back to center. It's your anchor in the storm. So if you want the reward of discipline, build routine. Make it your ally, your secret advantage, and let rhythm carry you farther than randomness ever could. So that's it. That's the secret. The shortcut everyone searches for is, in fact, discipline itself. It's the one path that feels like the hard way in the beginning, but later turns out to be the easiest route of all. Most people spend their lives chasing ease, looking for ways to make things simpler, softer, less demanding. But here's what life will teach you. If you do what's easy now, life will be hard later. If you do what's hard now, life will be easy later. That's the paradox. Discipline is the bridge between where you are and where you want to be, but it never looks like a shortcut when you're standing at the starting line. It takes courage to do what's difficult while it's still optional. Before the doctor says you have to, before the bank says you're out of options, before the pressure is on, the wise person says, "Let me build discipline now while I still have the choice, so that when I no longer have a choice, I'll be ready." That's the discipline shortcut. The sooner you start, the easier life becomes. Think about the athlete who trains in the off season when no one's watching. That's optional effort. That's discipline. When the competition comes, when the pressure is on, he isn't scrambling. He's prepared. The difficult work has already been done, and now he reaps the benefit. The same is true in business, in relationships, in health. Build the muscle before you need it, and you'll have it when it counts. It's easy to put off the hard things, to say, "I'll do it later." But later has a way of sneaking up on you. The person who waits for necessity is always behind. The person who embraces discipline when it's still optional is always ahead. The beauty of this paradox is that discipline, practiced long enough, changes its nature. What was once a struggle becomes second nature. What used to feel like sacrifice becomes satisfaction. The discipline you build early becomes the freedom you enjoy later. Here's what you discover. All those days you got up early, all those small choices you made, all those routines you built, they weren't restrictions. They were the keys to an easier, fuller, richer life. And what once looked like the hardest way turned out to be the shortcut everyone was looking for all along. So here's my challenge. Do what's difficult while it's still a choice. Build discipline now before you need it. Don't wait for life to force your hand. When you choose discipline today, you shape your future. You free yourself from regret, from panic, from being caught unprepared. Discipline may not look like a shortcut at first glance, but give it time. Let it work, let it compound, let it shape your life. One day you'll look back and realize the the hardest road became the smoothest ride. That's the paradox, and that's the secret. Remember, the shortcut isn't what's easy. It's what's consistent. Discipline truly is the shortcut that isn't a shortcut. Do what's necessary, do it daily, and watch your life change.